And welcome into a new episode of American Ag Today, produced by the American Ag Radio Network. I'm your host, Jesse Allen. Well, Midwest Dairy represents 4,000 dairy farm families and works to build dairy demand, critical work that requires strong leadership. Corey Scott is the new CEO of Midwest Dairy, who began her duties in March.
The first few weeks have been an absolute whirlwind of meeting the staff, meeting all of our board. We just concluded our annual meeting last week, so I had the opportunity to meet all 120 corporate board members and division board members for Midwest Dairy and really be thrown in headfirst to what the organization values and some of our strategic focus for the year going forward.
Scott talks about how her previous experience prepared her for the job.
I have been in food and beverage and food and agriculture for just over 15 years. So I had the unique opportunity to start in agronomy by working for a local cooperative and driving a semi-truck, and then had the opportunity to move into Land O'Lakes, a cooperative based right here in Minnesota that supports just over 1,000 dairy producers. When I did transition into dairy, I spent quite a lot of time working on farm in risk management and on-farm consulting. So I led a team of on-farm consultants that focused on the business objectives of dairy farmers. I then had the opportunity to transition into more of a sustainability-focused role. And this role is a little bit unique and really has made up the last 3 years of my career. I really was working to be the bridge between farmers doing great things at the farm gate and the multinational companies and the consumers that care about those activities and the impact that they have on the environment.
And Scott talks about her top priorities as the new CEO.
First, in order to increase dairy consumption, we have to build trust in dairy. And so you're going to see Midwest Dairy do a lot of work in understanding what our consumer-based trust levels are. We already know that there's a huge opportunity in Gen Z to build more trust. So you're going to see us focus some efforts in building that trust before that Gen Z becomes the next spending power. There's also unique categories of thought leaders where we need to build more trust, and sustainability thought leaders is one of those. The second piece to building trust and increasing consumption is ensuring that we have the products that meet the interests and the goals of those consumers that we're trying to reach. You already heard me talk about Gen Z. What they're seeking in dairy products is very different than what my grandparents are seeking in dairy products.
She says Midwest Dairy will also focus on research and innovation in the dairy sector. Scott talks about her vision for the future of Midwest Dairy.
When I'm speaking with farmers, one of the things that I want to emphasize is the power that their voice has. So when I think about the future of Midwest Dairy and the farmers that are in it, I want our farmers to know that they have incredible power by sharing their stories. When we go speak with consumers in our population centers, many, many of these individuals have never seen a cow, much less touched them or had the opportunity to even speak with a farmer. In the day and time that we exist in today, have a unique opportunity to engage on a different level, and that's through digital media.
Well, to learn more about Corey Scott and other Midwest Dairy leaders and see the Dairy Checkoff at work, you can visit MidwestDairy.com. Again, that's MidwestDairy.com. The Association of Equipment Manufacturers will host the Modern Ag on the Mall event next month in Washington, D.C. As the Farm Bill remains front and center for U.S. agriculture, AEM is showcasing the latest farm equipment for the public and policymakers. Kurt Blades, AEM Senior Vice President of Agriculture, says it's a great way to tell the story of modern agriculture.
For the second time in the last 3 years, we're pleased to be hosting a celebration of modern agriculture on the National Mall. This really provides an opportunity for those of us in the ag industry to tell the story to lawmakers and policymakers and the general public about what is happening in modern agriculture and the difference that it's making in producing food and fiber and fuel for a growing world.
A celebration of modern ag on the National Mall takes place the week of May 6th. Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday, it's open 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. every day. Blades says there are multiple target audiences for the event.
Our first audience is an audience of about 50 to 200 people. And those are those folks that are really involved with writing public policies that are really impacting agriculture. The secondary audience is also very exciting, and that's the general public. That might be hill staffers or just general public that are walking through the mall. So we love to be able to tell those stories. Tractors and combines and pieces of equipment are pretty good eye candy and a pretty good way to lure people in to tell that story to an audience that is less and less informed than they have been in the past.
Ann Blades explains what folks will see when they are on the National Mall.
Well, first of all, the National Mall is a very big place. So if you've been there, you know we're talking football fields in length. And so we've got 25 different companies and 30 different associations representing various aspects of agriculture. And we'll have everything from sprayers and combines to small tractors to robotic milking to irrigation, all of the things that you see on a modern farm today. And the really interesting place of the backdrop of the nation's capital and Washington Monument.
Blade says now is the perfect time to highlight U.S. agriculture on the National Mall as the industry seeks a new farm bill.
The timing of this year's celebration of modern ag on the National Mall couldn't be better, as we are still without the passage of a new farm bill. There are two critical pieces of legislation that AEM is a big supporter of in the new farm bill, and that's the Precision Ag Loan Act and the Precise Act. Both of those bipartisan bills provide incentives for farmers to invest in precision agriculture. So we look forward to telling those stories to the influential audience of Washington, D.C. We like to be in that environment at a very important time while those debates are happening in the halls of the Capitol.
And you can learn more online at aem.org. The International Dairy Foods Association has submitted written comments to the Office of the U.S. Trade Representative on the administration's objective to develop strategies that support and advance U.S. supply chain resilience as a priority area in trade negotiations, enforcement, and other initiatives. IDFA is grateful to be the only Food and Agriculture Association invited to provide testimony at the USTR public hearing on May 2nd. Trade and access to export markets remain critical to the dairy industry, and IDFA will continue to prioritize the issue with the administration. Now, in reference to this issue and the request for comments from USTR, IDFA Senior Vice President of Trade and Workforce Policy Becky Razdahl issued the following statement, saying in part, quote, IDFA members continue to call on the Biden administration to negotiate FTAs that include tariff reductions for U.S. dairy exports. The U.S. dairy sector cannot achieve further growth in domestic production and manufacturing without a trade policy agenda that supports foreign market liberalization, such as through the negotiation of new FTAs, end quote. You can read the full comments and more online on the IDFA website at idfa.org. Again, that's idfa.org. With that, we are out of time here on this episode of American Ag Today, produced by the American Ag Radio Network. Thank you for joining us. I'm your host, Jesse Allen. Have a great rest of your day.